You're listening to the best rock on Rock of Ages on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away.
That's a band out of Portland, Oregon, Everclear, and we heard Faces, one of the many bands that Rod Stewart fronted in the early 1970s here on Rock of Ages, WMFO. Good morning, this is Ron LaRusso with you. It is a Thursday morning, and we do this every Thursday, but a reminder that this show is not being broadcast live. It is pre-recorded, as we are all pre-recording our shows here at WMFO as we get through the social distancing requirements for COVID-19, and we all look forward to the day when we will be broadcasting live again, but for now, we are pre-recorded. I hope you had a good week. Memorial Day weekend is now in the rearview mirror, and we are heading into summer, which is great. It's going to be a little weird, though. I did spend part of the Memorial Day weekend down in the Cape, and I was reading the Cape Cod Times when I was there, and they were outlining what the summer's going to look like on the Cape this year. And it doesn't sound like a lot of fun, to be honest. No baseball league, no Cape Cod baseball league. A lot of us love going to those games. That's not going to happen. The restaurants are going to be way limited capacity. Beaches may be restricted to residents only. So you kind of get the flavor for what it's going to be like down there. It may not be like summers, certainly won't be like summers past. But I think it's all about managing your expectations, right? If you expect things to be like they were last summer in the past, not going to happen, but there's still a lot of good things we can do, and we'll make the best of it, right? Just like we will here on Rock of Ages, playing the best rock from whenever at WMFO.
Daddy's curling fast on a
91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
That's Pink Floyd and the title cut from the album Wish You Were Here. We heard Radiohead and Nice Dreams, and before that, Bon Jovi. As we hit all three decades there with the 70s, 80s, and 90s in that set, here on Rock of Ages at WMFO. And in fact, in just a moment, we're going to get to something that's even more recent. So that's good. First, I want to read this public service announcement to you from Tufts Freeform Radio. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small. They can support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. So be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And as I said, a public service message from Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO. One of the social consequences of these current times is that graduations have pretty much been obliterated. And in my family, we had two graduations, one at each of two different levels, completely canceled this year. And so I wanted to take a moment to just recognize everybody who graduated this year, be it high school or college or even graduate school, and play a song for all of you right now. This song is called Graduation. It's from Benny Blanco and Juice WRLD, and for you, all graduates here, WMFO, Rock of Ages.
Hook me up with
91.5 WMFO.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give.
That is Fleetwood Mac from the album Rumors. At WMFO, we heard the Foo Fighters and Graduation for all the graduates from the class of 2020. Very interesting thing about that Fleetwood Mac album. Rumors sold about 40 million copies back in the 70s. But what's interesting is at the time, the band was completely in disarray. There were two married couples in the band, both of which were breaking up at the time. Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, also John and Christine McVie. Both couples breaking up in the process of doing it as they were writing and recording that album. And those songs are really the only way that they were communicating with each other. So the song we just heard, Go Your Own Way, was written by Lindsey Buckingham, and it was basically telling his wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, Stevie Nicks, you can go your own way, but don't go too far, I guess. But that really was a crazy time for Fleetwood Mac, and it did spur, however, some of their most creative stuff and absolutely their best-selling album, Rumors, here. And you're listening to Ron LaRussa on Rock of Ages. Thank you for joining me. We'll be back to the music in just a second.
Hi, this is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Catch me every Saturdays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WMFO, TuneIn Radio app, and streaming globally on WMFO.org as I talk about the latest happenings in Boston sports, and as well as across the sports landscape in general. You can catch the show on demand as well on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
WMFO.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
big star someday, yeah. mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, mama, smiled and waved goodbye. Don't you know? To number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know?
Don't you?
You're in bad company here, WMFO. And before that, Evanescence. You know, this has been a really tough month for comedies. There were three prominent passings in the comedy world this year. Jerry Stiller, famous for Seinfeld and King of Queens, died earlier this month. So did Fred Willard. You may remember him as Phil's dad on Modern Family. And then just last week, Ken Osmond, who played Eddie Haskell on the Leave It to Beaver series way, way back, but one of the iconic characters in TV comedy, also lost last week. So really tough month for comedies. The other day, the Globe did a list, one of their top 20 lists, and it was the top 20 comedies of the 2000s. And again, with these lists, they're very interesting, and they're really meant just to provoke thought and conversation, but I'll give you some of the highlights. So Modern Family was number 19. The Office, which has a huge cult following, and is really, really a funny show, and everybody loves it. Number 5. So the top 5 were The Office. Number 4, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hard to argue with that one. Here's the one that stuck out for me. Scrubs. Scrubs at number 3. Not so sure about that one. Veep, number 2, with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And then number 1 comedy of the 2000s was 30 Rock. Also a great choice. So that's the top 20, according to the Globe, anyway. This is WMFO. You're with Ron LaRussa. We've got more music, more of the best rock from whenever here. As we head into the summer, we think about maybe fishing down on the Cape, the islands off of Montauk and Long Island. Billy Joel has long been an advocate of the fishermen and the fishing industries, and this is one of his songs dedicated to them. It's a great Billy Joel song, Downeaster Alexa, here at WMFO.
Well, took on diesel back in Montauk yesterday, left this morning from the Bell and Gardner's Bay. Like all the locals here, I've had to sell my home. Too proud to leave, I worked my fingers to the bone so I could own my Downeaster Alexa. And I and a good
laughing at the rain. A little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
WMFO. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you very much for joining me here for Rock of Ages. We do it every Thursday morning at 7, and I will be back next week. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
To know someone when traveling from coast to coast, it's hard to let anyone close.